Westchester County has a new marijuana prosecution policy. The possession of 2 ounces or less of marijuana will no longer result in a criminal conviction. This comes as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo plans to legalize recreational marijuana. I spoke with Westchester County District Attorney Anthony Scarpino about the new policy that went into effect this week. Scarpino says he had been researching and discussing the matter for the past 5 months or so.
Although there's a lot of discussion up in Albany in regards to marijuana, we have no control over Albany's timeline or actions. So we took these steps based upon the research that we have been doing. There have been a lot of articles in newspapers as well as research done by other research think tanks in regards to marijuana. And our concern is not really in regards to the legalization of marijuana, but rather our concern is the nature of the impact that a criminal conviction has on an individual who lives in Westchester and how it causes collateral damage that we feel exceeds the what makes sense for the nature of the minor nature of the crime. So our focus has been on the impact that it has on our members of our community. Impacts such as their college applications, their housing applications, their ability to get licenses, whether it be a license to be a doctor, lawyer, beautician, barber, whatever it may be. There's so many collateral problems that arise with a misdemeanor conviction that we felt it was best to take steps to try to reduce that, so that by not prosecuting small amounts of marijuana held for personal purposes and reducing the charge from a B misdemeanor when people are smoking in public to a violation, which is non-criminal, we felt after looking at it that it made the most sense. Other officers have taken steps similar to this, Manhattan, DAs, Brooklyn, Albany, and other locations. Of course, other states have taken legalization steps, but that legalization is not our focus here.
Did you look at the policies in those other places you mentioned, like Brooklyn, Manhattan, Albany, when crafting your policy changes?
Yes, we looked at the policies that were created, and our policy is in line with them to some degree. There are certain problems that we run into, and problem may be more difficult obstacles that we have than other communities in regards to some of the steps that they have taken. For instance, they are moving to expunge past convictions. It is considerably easier process to do in, let's say, New York City, where you have one jurisdiction, you have a single court system. Westchester County is 40 different municipalities, 40 different judges, and so the process of expunging convictions in 40 different local jurisdictions is substantially more difficult. We are exploring that. And if, we are encouraging the legislature to take steps in this regard because it would make it substantially easier for us to address that issue.
Scarpino further explains the changes.
There's one section that deals with just unlawful possession of marijuana, which has always been a violation. And then there is the B misdemeanor violation of having more than a certain amount in your possession, but it still is under 2 ounces. Both of those cases are we are not going to be prosecuting them. In regards to incidents where people are burning in public, smoking in public, that case, which is a B misdemeanor, is going to be prosecuted as a violation. A violation does not carry the criminal's impact, is not a crime, doesn't carry the stigma and the collateral damage that occurs. But it is an issue that concerns us. Marijuana in public at parks and things of places of that nature, there's a quality of life issue that we feel that still should be prosecuted, still should be handled. Police still should be able to issue, tickets and have the cases addressed as they were in the past to some degree, except there won't be a misdemeanor. We are not making any changes, though, in regards to, and we're fully prosecuting cases that deal with driving while impaired under the influence of marijuana. There's no impact on that, and as well as any possession in excess of 2 ounces, which might demonstrate more than personal possession, more of trafficking, those are still going to be prosecuted the way we always have.
In addition to collateral damage, Scarpino says the move to a violation for possession of 2 ounces or less should free up some resources.
We also have, as any organization, we have certain limited resources. It enables us to divert some of those resources to other areas, more serious crimes that we're very interested in prosecuting.
He says statistics in his county also played a part in his decision to change policy.
Over the past years, we've had somewhere from, on a yearly basis, 2,900 to 3,500 arrests for marijuana. And that's a considerable number of individuals whose life is impacted by the collateral damage that comes with having a criminal conviction. So, you know, we were looking at those numbers and we felt that it was appropriate to try to address it.
As states near New York legalize recreational marijuana, such as Massachusetts, where pot shops have opened in recent weeks, Scarpino says his office has not considered possession of products like edibles in its policymaking.
Our policy doesn't deal with edibles and brownies and things of that nature. It's the, you know, the possession of marijuana. This is what it deals with. How the other issues will be addressed when the time comes, I can't advise you on that at this point in time.
Westchester County District Attorney Anthony Scarpino is a Democrat first elected in 2016. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.